This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for coming back for part two of the show. Appreciate that very much. Well, today it's Ray Anthony in the showcase. The trumpeter and band leader will turn 104 on Tuesday. So we're having a little celebration today. We'll also continue our climb up the pop singles chart from this weekend in 1951. And in the news from 73 years ago, unemployment's now at 3.7%. But lately there's been industrial layoffs because of material shortage. Most of the big refrigerator makers have cut back production up to 15%. And Chrysler's made the biggest cutback of any company to date. It announced it was laying off 25,000 workers and cutting January production by 20%. But things are much better than they were a decade ago. The gross national product was $99 billion in 1940. Last year, it was $284 billion. And things are looking up for Perry Como. This is a future number one record. At number five this week, If.
If they made me a king, I'd be but a slave to you. If I had everything, I'd still be a slave to you. If I ruled the night, stars and moons so bright, still I'd turn for light to you. To me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my need to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth? If I hadn't the right to you. Night, stars and moons so bright, still I turn for light to you. If the world to me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my need to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth? If I hadn't the right to.
Perry Como at number five this weekend, backed by the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra once again, and If, on its way up to the top of the charts where it would stay for 8 weeks, making it his eighth number one all time, and it's the ninth million-selling record from the now 38-year-old crooner. And for those who need more Perry Como than just his records, we get to see him every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening on CBS TV at 7:45. And speaking of television, let's turn on the tube and see what folks are watching. This is the year that the number of homes with television reached 1 million. Well, this season we had the debuts of Truth or Consequences, The Jack Benny Show, The Cisco Kid, and George Burns and Gracie Allen. And this season, an episode of the short-lived NBC sitcom Hank McCoon Show uses a laugh track. Yep, shows can now film without an audience, but add laughter and applause electronically. The device was invented by engineer Charlie Douglas. Well, in the ratings this year, shows in the top 30 include Your Hit Parade, Pabst Blue Ribbon Bouts, Big Town, The theme you hear in the background, The Toast of the Town with Ed Sullivan, that's number 15. And NBC dominated the top 10, including all of the top 5, The Colgate Comedy Hour, Your Show of Shows, The Philco TV Playhouse, Fireside Theater, and at number 1, Milton Berle and the Texaco Star Theater. And we're back to the charts now. At number 4, it's Mario Lanza.
My dreams, the dreams that you inspire with every sweet desire. Be my love, and with your kisses set me burning. One kiss is all I need to see. And hand in hand, we'll find love's promised land. There'll be no one but you for me.
Lanza, Be My Love, record number 4 this weekend in 1951. He was backed by the Ray Sinatra Orchestra and the Jeff Alexander Choir. The song was featured in the film The Toast of New Orleans, and it was on its way up to number 1. It would be a million-selling record for the Philadelphia native who's about to turn 31 years old. We've gone back 69 years to the third weekend of January in 1951, and President Harry Truman is happy to be alive. There was an assassination attempt back in November. We get more from the newsreel.
Outside Blair House, the president's temporary Washington home, extreme fanatics of the Puerto Rican Nationalist Party try to force their way in, guns blazing, to assassinate the president of the United States. When the 3-minute shooting is over, assassin Griselio Torresola lies dead on the Blair House lawn, and White House policeman Leslie Kofeldt is dying a few feet away. Assassin Oscar Collazo and 2 other guards are wounded as the plot is foiled. Only the guards' quick action prevented more casualties. At Washington's emergency hospital, a 24-hour guard watches over Collazo, who, despite a chest wound, recovers to face trial for murder.
Truman had been staying at Blair House because of renovations at the White House. At the time of the attack, Truman was in the upstairs taking a nap and was not injured. And now back to the countdown. We're up to number 3 with a comedy record from Phil Harris, The Thing.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that. Before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that. Before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing. He was a desperate man. But when I showed him the... He turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the... He turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that. And take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that. And take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do.
That's Phil Harris at number three this weekend, and The Thing, a former chart topper for 5 weeks and a million seller. Of course, we think of Phil Harris as a band leader on Jack Benny's show and on his program with wife Alice Faye. But that wasn't his band playing there. That was the Walter Scharf Orchestra. Well, that music means it's movie time. Let's see what Hollywood's offering up this weekend in 1951. First, a few cartoons. There's Mr. Magoo in Bungled Bungalow. Donald Duck stars in Out on a Limb with Chip and Dale. And Here We Go, Bugs Bunny sails the seas with Columbus. And for the main features, plenty of singing and dancing in The West Point Story with James Cagney, Virginia Mayo, also Doris Day and Gordon McRae. There's Watch the Birdie with Red Skelton, Arlene Dahl, and Ann Miller. The romantic comedy The Mating Season with Gene Tierney, John Lund, and Thelma Ritter. And Born Yesterday with Broderick Crawford, William Holden, and Judy Holliday.
He thinks I'm too stupid, huh?
No.
He's right, I'm stupid, and I like it.
You do?
Sure, I'm happy. I get everything I want, two main coats, everything. If there's something I want, I ask. If you don't act friendly. I don't act friendly.
Uh-huh.
So, as long as I know how to get what I want, that's all I want to know.
Also playing on the big screen this weekend, there's Pagan Love Song with Esther Williams and Howard Keel. The Sound of Fury, Frank Lovejoy and Kathleen Ryan. Deborah Carr and Stuart Granger star in King Solomon's Mines. There's Cyrano de Bergerac with Mel Ferrer and Mala Powers. John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara together in Rio Grande. The anti-Klan film Storm Warning with Ginger Rogers, Ronald Reagan, Doris Day once again, and Steve Cochran. There's The Enforcer with Humphrey Bogart and Zero Mostel. And the biggest film of the season, All About Eve, with Celeste Holm, George Sanders, Ann Baxter, Gary Merrill, and of course, Betty Davis.
The general atmosphere is very Macbethish. What has or is about to happen?
What is he talking about?
Macbeth.
We know you. We've seen you like this before. Is it over or is it just beginning? Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
All About Eve received 14 Oscar nominations, winning 6. But Betty Davis wasn't one of them. It won Best Picture, and Joseph Mankiewicz won Best Director. George Sanders was the only member of the cast to come away with a statue, winning for Best Supporting Actor. And that's the movie report from this weekend in 1951. And here's a bonus record from the Billboard charts this weekend. Just outside the top 10 was Tennessee Ernie Ford and the Shotgun Boogie.
That stands in the corner with the barrels straight. I looked out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait a minute. they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. Well, I met a pretty gal, she was tall and thin. I asked her what she had, she said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Called on her pap like a gentleman oughter. He said, no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells.
31-year-old Tennessee Ernie Ford and the Shotgun Boogie. That made it to number 14 on Billboard's jukebox chart. It was a top 5 country single, and it was Ernie's first million seller. It was one of the records of January 1951, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's a birthday celebration for Ray Anthony. The trumpeter and band leader turns 104 on Tuesday, and he still lives in the Hollywood Hills home where he's been since 1975. Now, when you talk about the hits of Ray Anthony, his biggest was probably the Bunny Hop, which we heard last hour, at least in terms of sales and longevity and cultural impact. But it's funny how the popular music charts don't always reflect that. For example, the Bunny Hop peaked at number 13 on the countdown in 1952. But Ray had two singles peak at number 2 on the chart. We're going to play them now. First up, an homage to his early days with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, At Last.
To press my cheek to
Anthony and His Orchestra at last, featuring the vocals of Tommy Mercer and the Anthony Choir. Now, that made the sales and jukebox charts. It didn't crack the top 20, but it was a big player on radio, and it climbed to number 2 on that survey in 1952. Well, a year later, he hit the top 5 on all 3 charts with a swinging version of the theme to Dragnet. Anthony Band and Dragnet. That record hit number 2 in the fall of 1953. Well, Ray Anthony was not only popular because he produced great music, but because he was a showman too. He was very comfortable in the spotlight and in front of the camera. And his adoration of Hollywood blondes was a regular theme throughout his public and private life. In fact, when he was 69, he was dating a 21-year-old blonde wannabe star. It's good to be the king. Most notable was the tumultuous marriage to bombshell Mamie Van Doren in 1955. That was a relationship made for the tabloids, and then it blew up a few years later. And by the way, Van Doren is still living too. She'll turn 95 in February. Well, getting back to the showmanship of Ray Anthony, perhaps the most legendary of his exploits was the 1952 release party for his single Marilyn, which was written for Marilyn Monroe. Now, at that time, she wasn't Marilyn, a household name. And along with her own publicity stunts, this one helped out a lot too, as Marilyn arrived in a helicopter wearing the radiant pink dress that she wore in the film Niagara, which was about to be released. But there were many stars and high-profile guests, such as Mickey Rooney and Sammy Davis Jr. But interestingly, one person not invited was her new suitor at the time, Joe DiMaggio. Well, that release party helped make Marilyn a top 20 record in October of 1952. Once again, Tommy Mercer sings.
An angel in lace, a fabulous face.
That's no exaggeration, that's my Marilyn.
No gal, I believe, beginning with E,
could weave a fascination like my Marilyn. She made me a poet, dreaming of romantic things.
Though she may not know it,
she's almost mine in my dreams.
He planned everything, the church and the ring.
The one I haven't told it to is Marilyn.
She hasn't said yes.
I have to confess, I haven't kissed or even met my Marilyn. But if luck is with me, she'll be my bride forevermore. I'll be marrying, carrying Marilyn through my door. If luck is with me, she'll be my bride forevermore. I'll be marrying, carrying Marilyn through my door.
For when those wedding bells chime, my Marilyn will be mine.
From 1952, that's Marilyn from the Ray Anthony Orchestra with Tommy Mercer and the Skyliners. Well, let's get a later recording from the Anthony Orchestra. You know, in 1956, he recorded an album titled Dream Dancing, and he had sequels to that title over the years. More Dream Dancing Medley, Dream Dancing Today, Dream Dancing Christmas. You get the picture. Well, in 1971, he recorded Dream Dancing in Hawaii. And on that LP, the band did Blue Moon. Anthony and his orchestra and Blue Moon from his 1971 album Dream Dancing in Hawaii. It's a musical birthday bash for Ray Anthony today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host Craig Orndorff, and today we're back to the third weekend of January in 1951. And now, let's do sports. The Cleveland Browns won the NFL championship, beating the LA Rams 30-28. They scored 10 points in the fourth quarter, including Lou Groza's 16-yard field goal with 28 seconds left. That made up for a missed extra point earlier in the game. Rams' Bob Waterfield passed for 312 but was intercepted four times. Otto Graham, 298 through the air, four touchdowns, and he also ran for 99 yards. College football, Oklahoma finished unbeaten and untied and won the national championship. Army was number two, but both lost after the final poll. The Cadets were upset by Navy in their annual matchup, and then Oklahoma lost to Kentucky in the Sugar Bowl. Baseball news coming up this week, Mel Ott and Jimmy Fox will be voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. To basketball now in the NBA, Celtics and Lakers lead their divisions right now, but it would be Rochester and the New York Knicks in the finals, with the Royals winning the first three, losing the next three, then pulling it out in the seventh. In the NHL, Detroit and Toronto are well ahead of the pack, but Montreal would upset the Wings in the playoffs, and the Leafs took the Stanley Cup over the Canadiens in five. In boxing, we have a split heavyweight crown between Lee Savold and Ezzard Charles. The light heavyweight is Joey Maxim, middleweight Jake LaMotta, and the lightweight is Ike Williams. That's a look at sports from this weekend, 1951. Back on the countdown, we're up to number two with Guy Mitchell.
I'll follow you. If you're in Minnesota, I'll be there too. You'll have a million chances to start anew, because my love is endless for you. My quarrel was what we had. We have to learn to live with the good and bad. Together we were happy, apart we're sad. This loneliness is driving me mad. My
the other Guy Mitchell song we promised earlier, My Heart Cries for You. That was the A side of the disc that had the Roving Kind on the other side. And that was Guy Mitchell's first hit. It was a million seller, spending 7 weeks at number two on the charts. Could not make it to the top spot. Now we're reminiscing back to January of 1951 on today's show. And this weekend, we're getting around town in this.
Folks, one of the most important things you look for in a new car is real honest-to-goodness comfort. Well, you can stop looking right now, because you'll find that the new 1951 DeSoto is the most comfortable car on the road today. For when you slip behind the wheel of this proud new car, you'll be sitting on comfortable chair-high seats that give you a good, clear view of the road, and more real leg room and head and hat room as well. And when you get the new DeSoto actually on the highway, you'll feel DeSoto's new advanced design Auraflow shock absorbers go to work. No matter what kind of highway you're on, from a gentle rolling road to one with plenty of bumps and holes, you will enjoy the comfort that comes from a really smooth ride. Yes, these are a few of the reasons why we say no other car rides like the beautiful new 1951 DeSoto. And of course, it's DeSoto that lets you drive without shifting. So folks, see the new DeSoto. Buy the new DeSoto.
Well, we've got time for a couple of bonus tunes from this weekend in 51. First up, the Mills Brothers.
Maybe I'm right, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm weak, and maybe I'm strong, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. And maybe I'll lose, and maybe I'm in for crying the blues, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Fine at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. Ooh, maybe I'll live a life of regret, and maybe I'll give much more than I'll get, but nevertheless I'm in love. With you, somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Fine at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. Maybe I'll give much more than I'll get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. But nevertheless I'm in love with you.
After hitting number four, the Mills Brothers this weekend are moving down the charts with Nevertheless. But moving on to the survey, Les Paul and Mary Ford, Little Rock Getaway. Thank you. latest release from Les Paul and Mary Ford, Little Rock Getaway, here in January 1951, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a quick reminder about the website, oldtimesradio.com. The email address is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. And, of course, you can follow us on social media, both Facebook and X. All right, time now for one more Ray Anthony tune as we blow out the candles on his birthday celebration. This is Lackawanna Local. Ray Anthony and his orchestra with Lackawanna Local. I'm assuming that's a reference to the train line that originated in Hoboken, New Jersey. And made into a dance number there by Ray Anthony, who is turning 104 years old on Tuesday, the 20th of January. And we send our best wishes out to one of the last links to the big band era. It's been a birthday party for Ray Anthony today on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from this weekend in our spotlight year 1951. And the top news story of the day, the battle in Korea. We're 6.5 months into the conflict, and just over 6,500 American soldiers have died, almost 30,000 are wounded, and another 8,600 are missing. A military first back in November, Air Force Lieutenant Russell J. Brown, in his F-180, intercepts two North Korean MiG-15s near the Yalu River and shoots them down in the first jet-to-jet dogfight in history. On November 26, troops from China move into North Korea and launch a massive counterattack against South Korean and American forces. That dashes any hopes for a quick end to the conflict. And on January 17, the communist forces capture the South Korean capital of Seoul. But this weekend, UN forces are close to recapturing the city. And we're having success from the air. The Reds were reported to be suffering heavily from the Allied air attacks. Their famous man-back supply system worked well enough for frontline distribution. But according to an article in Time magazine, their human supply carriers could not tote their burdens all the way from the Manchurian border. For those hundreds of miles, the communists used trains and road vehicles, which were vulnerable to air harassment. Air communiques reported attacks on six trains, and they attacked road convoys totaling 425 vehicles. The fighting in Korea, the top news story from this weekend in 1951. And at the top of the charts this week, one of the biggest pop hits in history. And it's the second number one for Patti Page, the Tennessee Waltz.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
That's Patti Page with the Jack Rail Orchestra and the Tennessee Waltz, her cover of a country hit by Pee Wee King. Now, Patti didn't have her first top 10 record until last spring, but now the 23-year-old from Tulsa, Oklahoma, has what would turn out to be one of the all-time great hit records, a multi-million seller that would spend 13 weeks atop the jukebox chart, including this weekend in 1951. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.